Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Koplitz. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Howie Koplitz. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals misplays the ball. That's an error on Virals. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Koplitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koplitz hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields the ball and throws to Cott covering. Safe. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 1 in the game. Ver Alse strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse misplays the ball. That's an error on Ver Alse. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Locke reaches second base with a double. Howard goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Locke is chasing the ball. Hall rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Zimmer and he is safe. Allison steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Zimmer for a passed ball. Allison moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman is walked intentionally. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Howie Koplitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koplitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Koplitz hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. Locke moves to second. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Allison moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins is walked intentionally. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zimmerman hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Cunningham, and into shallow right field. Cott reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. Allison scores. Rollins moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Steve Rijik now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Cott scores. Verhals moves to second. It's 7-1, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. It's 8-1, Twins. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing right field. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hall. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Frank Kreutzer. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 3 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Brinkman scores. It's 8-2, Twins. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Nosek. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Cunningham moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Twins. Jerry Fosnow now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Howard strikes out. 2 outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 5. The Twins will come to bat. Marshall Bridges now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Hall reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bridges. Hall scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Twins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foes now juggles the ball. That's an error on Foes now. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Senators 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Foes now is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foes now strikes out. The ball gets by Zimmer. He chases the ball to the backstop. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Foes now moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to third for the out. Verhals moves to second. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 4 in the game. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Chance pinch hits for Marshall Bridges. Bob chances at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive towards first. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 4 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foes now fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.